Good morning from Marion, Kentucky, as we anticipate a balmy 52 degrees today, maybe a little precipitation, before things turn bitterly cold again next week. I think starting Sunday, we're looking at lows down around the single digits anyway. Here's a little blast of winter, and we always expect it, but the good news is once we start getting this, it's almost over in West Kentucky, isn't it? By mid-February, the grass will be growing and ticks will be crawling. So let's get right along with the news this morning. On the healthcare front down in Salem, there's a great deal of enthusiasm beginning to build with the construction of a new physical therapy and family practice clinic there on the hospital campus. There's also a new community center that is open and available for use by people in the community. But perhaps the biggest news on the horizon is the expansion and new addition of the hospital, a multi-million dollar project. We've been writing about it in the Crittenden Press for more than a year now, and things are starting to get off the launch pad. We have visited with CEO Shane Whittington down at Livingston Hospital, and he's going to tell us about what's going on with getting started on that big hospital expansion and renovation project, as well as the other construction that people can already see. And some of it is already open, and other projects will be completed by March 1. So here's Shane Whittington, CEO at Livingston Hospital down in Salem.
Yeah, you know, we're excited to open our PT building. We're looking for a March 1st open date for our PT. We built, if you come into Salem, it's kind of changed. We've got a 9,000 square foot building there. Part of that will be for our new physical therapy and occupational therapy. I hope to add speech therapy in the near future. And then we'll also have a family physician practice there, and also have space for visiting physicians. We've got a lot of specialists that want to come to Salem, come to Livingston Hospital. We just have no space for them at this time. So this will, you know, open the door for them to have a place around clinics, and to hope to see more specialists come and use that facility.
And there's another building there nearby that you're going to have a community type center and a conference room maybe?
We've got that open, and actually a few people have used it in December. I think five or six families have used it for gatherings, and that is open to the public now. If they want to contact the hospital, right now we're just using it if they'll make a donation to our foundation. It's open to anybody in the community to have, birthday parties, meetings, but it's just some way for us to give back to the community and give them somewhere to meet.
So where are we at timetable-wise now for the new construction and remodel of the hospital?
We're at the point of our project right now is to hire a construction manager, which is a CMC. They'll be the contractor plus the construction manager on the project. So they'll have to give a guaranteed maximum price to the USDA. They'll handle all our subcontractors for us, and they'll be from the time we break ground till we open the project, they'll be with us.
Mm-hmm. And what's the timeline on hiring this contractor?
Bids will go out, or the RFP will go out in early February, and then we'll be hiring, the board will be hiring a construction manager in early March.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you announced this some months back, this project, and best I remember, it was several million dollars, way up maybe close to 80. What is the price tag looking like right now? I know this the climate, things are changing every day.
Yeah, we're very fortunate a little bit. Pricing's come down. Contractors are showing more interest in it. I think there's more contractors looking for work. And so our goal as a board, we kind of set the target of $75 million all in. That's engineering fees, lawyer fees, financing fees, but we're looking at all-in project about $75 million.
That's obviously the largest project that's gone on in Salem, in the history of Salem. And what does that mean for this community? What are you hearing out when you're walking around and going to lunch here in Salem?
All positive. Really have no negative. Anybody's, had anything negative to say about the project. They're excited about the project. They know that it, opened a lot of opportunities for Salem. When you invest this kind of money, you're hoping some other business will spin off and more people will be coming in.
So to find out more details about what's going on at the hospital in Salem, grab this week's Crittenden Press. We have a full-length article.
Your Weekend Outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
In other local news, Sheriff Evan Head has announced that Crittenden County Deputy Boyd Bates has resigned effective later this month. Sheriff Head also told the Crittenden County Fiscal Court during its meeting on Thursday that Bobby Beeler, who is now a deputy in Livingston County, will be joining the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department also later in January. And on Thursday night, the Crittenden-Livingston Water District met in Salem in special session and hired a new Water District Superintendent, Abby Belt Adamson, who is a Crittenden County graduate and has been the office manager at the Water District for some time, will be promoted to superintendent on January 27th.
Choose your cabin and let independent travel agent Tammy Owen handle the details for a cruise from Miami, Florida to the Bahamas, Jamaica, and Cayman Islands, June 1st through 8th, 2025. Call Owen for details at 270-704-1702.
And water customers for Crittenden-Livingston Water District and the Fredonia Water and Sewer District need to be aware that all of your bills for January have been lost in the mail. The two utilities tell us that they will not be sending out replacement bills, so customers are asked to call City Hall as far as Fredonia goes and call the Crittenden-Livingston Water District in Salem if you're a customer and get the amount of your bill so that you can pay it. Anybody that's on an automatic payment system at Crittenden-Livingston will not need to call the office unless you need them out for your personal records. And in local obituaries, Donald E. Red Slayton, 86 of Madisonville, passed away Thursday, January the 2nd. He was born and raised in Marion, Kentucky. And Barrett Strother Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the Kentucky Wildcats will be at home again on Saturday night. The 8th ranked Cats are 14-3 and will host Alabama at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight down in Livingston County, the Crittenden County Rockets and Lady Rockets will go down to Smithland to play the Livingston Central Cardinals and Lady Cardinals. Tip-off for the girls' game is at 6 p.m. The girls have defeated Livingston twice already. It seems like we just played them the other day, and we did, in the All-A Classic last week. And the Rockets are 0-1 against Livingston this year in 5th District play. Now, Crittenden County went over to Lyon County last night and played a district matchup and lost to the Lions 77-38. For the third time this season, they also met in the All-A Classic last week. So Crittenden County is 0-3 this season against the defending state champion Lyon County Lions. That's going to be a wrap on today's program. We will see you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.